Hare Krishna. On the occasion of the beginning of Tulsi and Shalagram Jaladan, let us try to understand the significance of this festival. Essentially, this festival involves offering water to Tulsi Devi. So, normally Tulsi Devi is cultivated in a pot and people offer water to Tulsi Devi regularly. When we do puja also, we offer water to Tulsi. So, the idea is that devotional service is rendered according to time, place, circumstance. So, when we are, say for example, serving Krishna's manifestation as prasad, the way we serve prasad is by offering obeisances, offering prayers, and then we chew it. That is the appropriate way. We are reciprocating with Krishna's mercy in a particular way. So, when the Lord manifests through His associate, Tulsi Devi, Tulsi Devi is manifesting as a plant. So then, we offer obeisances, we do aarti, we do circumambulation, and we also serve in the appropriate way by offering water. So, individual worshippers offer water to Tulsi after doing Tulsi aarti or at other times, whenever they take darshan of Tulsi. And of course, there is the devotee who is responsible for Tulsi care, who offers water regularly. So, you know, the spiritual, the transcendental and the material are combined together in a very wonderful way. So, what is materially appropriate is also transcendentally potent. So, normally in the hot seasons, in summer, the plants require more water. So, somebody might see this materially, or Tulsi also requires more water. So, I'll offer more water. But devotees understand that there may be things happening at the material level, but there is also transcendental significance and transcendental opportunity in those things. So, the devotees see this, there is an opportunity to increase our service to Tulsi Devi. So, Tulsi Devi, we can offer more water to Tulsi Devi. And the idea is that because it's hot, more water will be required and we can do more seva. So, devotees don't just see this as a seasonal phenomena. Okay, hot season, the tree requires more water. You see, this is an opportunity for increasing our service. So often, a pot is kept on top of the Tulsi pot and it has some small holes and it's filled with water. And then Jaladan is done, that's how. The water sprinkles down and that way Tulsi is abundantly nourished. Now, of course, if somebody is doing Tulsi Dan in the southern hemisphere, when the summer is not summer, Tulsi may get overwatered. So, one has to be careful. So, one has to understand the principle. The principle is that wherever the service is required, take that opportunity and maximize the service that one can offer. So, the underlying essential mood is the mood of devotion. The Lord has manifested an opportunity to serve Him through the manifestation of His associate as Tulsi Devi. And we can serve Tulsi Devi. Now, this is 1 month that this Jaladan is done, and this period is also called as Keshava Vrata. And those who have an inclination for austerity, they can actually take some Vrata specifically to intensify some devotional service. This Vrata is not as well known as Kartika Vrata, but any opportunity devotees want, they can try to increase their devotional service. This is also an opportunity. So essentially, you know, just as a materialistic person always sees the opportunity either to earn money or to get sense gratification, a devotee always tries to see where's the opportunity to increase my service to Krishna, increase my connection with Krishna. So the Bhaktisamrasindhu describes that laulyam is the prize, greed is the pride for attaining Krishna, and the Tulsi Jaladan is an opportunity to render this, to express this laulya, or even to show Krishna our desire for that laulya by increasing our service in a way that is appropriate. Now, the Lord can manifest in many forms. So, when Krishna is there, Radharani is there. So, when Radharani is in through a series of expansions manifesting as Tulsi Devi, then Krishna manifests as Shalagram. So, when we water Tulsi Devi, those who are worshipping Shalagram, they can water Shalagram also. And it's with the consort of the Lord and the Lord, both can be served. But this is the opportunity to maximize devotional service. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.